This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. How about something not strictly economy to close things out? How about that? How about a peek into our shared technological future, courtesy of a guy whose track record is pretty good in that department? Kevin Kelly was a founding editor of Wired magazine. He's been writing about technology for, well, we're just going to say a good long while now. And he's got a new book out about the way technology is changing and how it might change us. It's called The Inevitable. Kevin, it's good to have you back on the program.
It's great to be back.
I want to start actually in the beginning of this book and you as a kid with that first Apple II computer you had. And you weren't that impressed, but then something happened.
I plugged it into the telephone.
Yeah.
And it transformed from a better typewriter into a magical continent where the technology was more human-like, more organic than what I thought it was before.
And it gets us, and I'm going to fast forward a lot here, it gets us to this book. It's called The Inevitable. Give me the, well, I want to say one sentence, but give me like the short paragraph thesis here.
There's a whole bunch of things that are coming. Some of them look kind of scary right now. AI, robots, total tracking, virtual reality in your bedroom. But I think we should actually embrace all this stuff because only by engaging it can we actually steer it.
One of the biggies you talk about is AI, artificial intelligence. It's coming, first of all. There's no doubt about that. Arguably, it's here, right?
It already is. When you fly an airplane, the human pilot is only flying for 7 to 8 minutes. The rest of the time, the AI is driving.
You relayed a conversation with Larry Page, one of the founders of Google.
Right, before they had a good business model. And I said, hey, search. What's the point of search? Yeah. There's Alta Vista.
All right, you're dating yourself here, Kevin.
And he said, hey, we're making an AI. So way back from the beginning, Google's making an AI. My prediction would be in 2025, the major revenue of Google will be selling AI.
There's a very large privacy thread that runs through this book. In fact, one of the chapters is tracking. Basically, we got to get over it.
Yeah. So analogy I like to use is a lot of people are familiar with the kind of a battle we had maybe last decade about copying, right?
Mm-hmm.
So my version is that the internet is like the world's largest copy machine. And if anything that can possibly be copied touches it, it'll be copied indiscriminately like a superconductive liquid. The same thing is happening now with tracking. The internet is the world's largest tracking machine, and anything that can be tracked will be tracked. So the only way to deal with it is to embrace the tracking and say, how do we civilize it? How do we tame it? How do we domesticate it? How do we make that something that we're comfortable in? Because we're not going to be able to stop this increase in tracking.
And right about here, everybody who's listening to this radio interview says, Kai, you got to ask him how we're going to do all that stuff.
Right.
So how are we going to do all that stuff?
So while I think the tracking is inevitable, I think we do it by something I called covalence. The reason why we're uncomfortable right now, they're tracking us. I don't know what they're tracking. I have no control over it. They're not accountable and I get no benefit. That doesn't feel right. But if I know who's looking at me, who's watching me, who's tracking me, I have some access to it. I can correct it. I can hold them accountable and I get some benefit. That begins to feel a little bit more comfortable.
There's a quote that honestly made me stop and read it a couple of times. We are morphing so fast that our ability to invent new things outpaces the rate at which we can civilize them. That in and of itself, the idea that technology is outpacing our ability to handle it, will strike some people as a very big whoa, wait a minute moment.
It is. And it's the challenge we have. And I think the place that might differ from, say, critics who really want to turn the clock back. So I'm saying that the problems that these technologies make are going to only be solved by more and better technology.
We had you on 6 years ago for your most recent book. And at the time, I went back and I listened to it again this morning. You told me you didn't have a smartphone and you didn't have a laptop. So here we are, 2016, Kevin Kelly, technological guru of the ages. Do we now finally have a smartphone and a laptop?
We do. I bought my first smartphone, the iPhone 6.
Wow. You held out for a while.
Exactly.
Now, are you glued to it?
And no.
You're not?
No, I use it to look at my email when I'm traveling.
It's an expensive email thing, Kevin. I mean, you know that, right? You can get cheaper versions.
Can you?
What? The most recent book by Kevin Kelly, who you know from Wired and a bunch of other stuff, is called The Inevitable. Kevin, thanks very much.
It's really my pleasure.